From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The Washington Post said on Sunday the Obama administration is preparing unprecedented economic sanctions against Chinese companies and individuals who benefit from the cyber theft of valuable U.S. trade secrets. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
The paper, quoting several administration officials, says the United States has not yet decided to issue the sanctions, which could involve asset freezes and blocking the financial transactions of those engaged in cyber attacks. However, they say a final call is expected perhaps in the next 2 weeks, about the time President Xi arrives on his first state visit to Washington. It says the timing of the sanctions to the visit indicates how frustrated U.S. officials have become over persistent cyber plundering. The paper says while China is not the only country that hacks computer networks for trade secrets, it is by far the most active. China has denied such allegations and insists it is the victim of cyber attacks. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling Monday to the northwestern state of Alaska to meet with residents and deliver an address at a conference where U.S. and foreign officials, scientists, and locals are gathering to discuss the effects of climate change on the Arctic region. The goal of the Glacier Conference, according to the White House, is to boost awareness of how the effects of higher temperatures in the Arctic are affecting the rest of the world and what people can do in response. The issue was the focus of Mr. Obama's weekly presidential address, during which he said Alaskans are experiencing more frequent and extensive wildfires, deteriorating glaciers, some of the fastest shoreline erosion in the world, and higher storm surges as sea ice melts. This is VOA News. Nigeria's state security agency says it has arrested Boko Haram members in the capital Abuja and largest city Lagos, cities usually outside the area of operations for the Islamist extremist group. Chris Stein reports from Lagos.
The Department of State Services says agents arrested 9 suspected Boko Haram members over the last 2 months in Lagos. Last week, they also announced the capture of a boy suspected of spying on the airport in Abuja, along with arrests in the southeastern city of Enugu and the northern cities of Kano and Gombe. National Security spokesman Mike O'Meary says the arrests show Boko Haram is trying to carry out attacks far from its stronghold in the country's northeast.
They may have intention of escalating the fight. After all, the current effort has degraded them and has scattered many of them.
While Boko Haram has repeatedly carried out bombings and shootings in locations across the north, they've only occasionally struck Abuja and its suburbs, and only once succeeded in striking Lagos. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
A 25-year-old Ukrainian security officer was shot to death Monday in Kiev, and dozens of protesters and police were wounded in an explosion during protests against more autonomy for pro-Russian insurgents in eastern Ukraine. Mostly peaceful flag-waving protests outside parliament turned violent after lawmakers voted to give preliminary approval to the changes demanded by the West that are aimed at restoring peace in the rest of East. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for urgent action to address the challenges of thousands of migrants flowing into Europe, which has divided European nations as they debate how to respond. Ministers of Britain, France, and Germany issued a joint statement Sunday asking current European Union President Luxembourg to hold a meeting within 2 weeks. Thai authorities investigating this month's deadly Bangkok bomb attack on Monday announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital and issued arrest warrants for 2 new suspects, a 26-year-old Thai woman and a foreign man. Photograph of the woman, identified as Wana Suansan in a hijab, and a sketch of the unnamed male suspect were shown on a special broadcast on all Thai television channels. And Malaysia's government staked its claim to the capital's streets Monday after a 2-day demonstration calling for the ouster of Prime Minister Najib Razak. Mr. Najib joined thousands of spectators Monday in Kuala Lumpur for the parade of police, soldiers, and civil servants. The Prime Minister, who is facing serious fraud allegations, has vowed not to step down from office and admonished the protesters for their shallow mind and poor national spirit. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.